As we move into the third chapter of 1 Samuel, we see another step in the development of Samuel as a servant of God. In the previous chapter, we've seen him as a little child, serving about the temple, wearing a linen ephod, and acting in many ways similar to a priest, although he probably was not in the true capacity of a priest. Now, in this chapter, we're going to see him called of God and actually moving into the position of being a prophet, which is a very high office indeed in the eyes of God. Verse 1, "And the child Samuel ministered under the Lord before Eli." So he continued to do the work about the temple, whatever was required of him to do. He did it under the direction of or before Eli. So he had the high priest giving him direct instruction and guidance. And he had the very best that was available in the land so far as training him to be a servant of God. "And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision." Now what this is thought to mean is that there was no prophet that was publicly known to have miraculous inspiration by God. Now true, we do read of an occasional messenger here and there that was called by God to deliver a special message or maybe even an angel appearing. But so far as a prophet being allowed to prophesy and reveal new information regarding God's word, there didn't seem to be any. And so there was no open vision. Consequently, the word of the Lord was precious in those days. That is, what they did have is all they had. And so it was looked upon as being very valuable, very precious, something that was irreplaceable, something that was a possession that had no equal any place else. Now, of course, history in 1 Samuel hadn't yet been written. And we do know, though, that they had the first five books of the Old Testament, Genesis through Deuteronomy, and probably they also had the book of Joshua and maybe even Judges. So there was quite a bit written. All of God's law was made available to them. All of the functions that he wanted of the priesthood, many of his prophecies about them, all the teaching of Moses. So they had a lot of God's word, but what they did have, they regarded as being precious. Now we're in that very same position today. We do not have open vision today. Matter of fact, as far as we know, we don't have anybody receiving any miraculous inspiration of God. And we're taught that those gifts have already passed away. So the Word of God that we do have is precious to us. We don't want to change it. We don't want to alter it. We do not want to in any way replace it with something that comes from man, something that might be inferior, because it is a very precious, a very valuable thing. And we need to look upon God's Word in this way. We need to train ourselves so that we have a very special feeling for the Word of God. We want to love the Word of God. We want to do nothing that would in any wise change it or jeopardize it or pollute it or dilute it. For to do so is to simply then result in not having the Word of God. We'll close at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying goodbye, friends.